弟兄姊妹晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
请我们打开我们今天早晨的主题圣经启示录第一章，我们要从第一节念再念到第三节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. These are our key verses today.
启示录第一章第一节，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Who bore witness to this word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw.
念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
第九节
Verse 9
这是早晨我们没有念的。
We haven't read this in the morning.
好不好我们有圣经我们一起来念这一节。
Let us read this verse together.
中英文都可以。
Chinese and English.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并给耶稣做的见证，曾在名叫巴摩的海岛上。我要请大家注意的是第三节跟第九节的共同语句。
Let us pay attention to the similarities between verse 9 and verse 3.
第九节跟第二节。
Verse 9 and verse 2.
对，这两节圣经有一个词汇是都在使用的。
There is a terminology that is used in these two verses.
你注意看第二节，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证这个词汇。
In verse 2, you see who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那到第九节再提一次。
In verse 9, this is repeated.
那他说，一同有份为神的道，并给耶稣做的见证，在巴摩的海岛。
On the island that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再念一处圣经。
Let's read another verse.
到约翰福音。
The Gospel of John.
对。第一章。
Chapter 1.
从第一节念到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
好，我想我们圣经就读这么多。
This concludes our passage reading.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Oh, dear Lord who love us, we just want to praise you and thank you for your grace.
因为你自己在创世之前，在你儿子耶稣基督里就已经知道了我们，也拣选了我们。
Because before the foundation of the world, you have chosen us and known us in Christ Jesus.
这是我们每一个人都没有办法了解的神你奇妙的旨意。
This is beyond our understanding, your sovereign will.
今天我们这些蒙爱的儿女能够聚集在你的自己的脚前，是你自己的主宰的权柄所定规的。
Now your beloved children can gather before your feet. This is your will that has been ordained.
不是我们的善行，也不是我们的可爱，乃是你自己奇妙的拣选。
It's not of our good works or our belovedness, but it's your choosing.
因着这个缘故，你对我们有极高的期许。
Because of this, you have high aspirations for us.
你要我们这些蒙大爱的人能够来答应你的呼召。
You want those greatly beloved by you to accept your calling.
要让我们在这个有生之年，在地球上，我们来经历你的大能，你的作为。
That we can experience your wonderful works and your almightiness on this earth.
然后你要把我们带到荣耀里。
And you will bring us into glory.
你的儿子要再一次临到这个大地。
Your son will come again.
主啊，我们今天就在这历史的当儿。
And we're at this historic juncture.
那个说要来的绝不延迟。
The one who is to come will not delay.
主，你今天要再一次的在这个末世对你的众教会说话。
Even at the end of this time, you want to speak to your churches.
我们眼看我们周遭的环境一天一天的在恶化中。
And we see that things around us are getting worse and worse.
主啊，我们真是需要你的恩典来托住我们。
Lord, we need your grace to sustain us.
我们需要你自己宝贵的话语，像明光照耀在我们的身上。
We need your precious words to shine in our hearts.
好叫我们有一条路可走。
That we can see the way out.
主，我们真是求你今天晚上继续向我们来说话。
Dear Lord, we pray that you would continue to speak to us tonight.
我们向你求真理的圣灵赐下智慧与启示的灵。
May the Spirit of Truth grant us the Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation.
因为我们如果没有你自己的帮助，我们凭着我们的聪明智慧，我们永远不懂你话语中的奇妙。
Without your help, we cannot comprehend your word with our mind and intellect. So we need you.
我们需要圣灵帮助我们。
We need the Holy Spirit.
因此我们就祷告。
So we pray.
求主开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
让我们听见神儿子耶稣基督今天晚上要对我们每个人所说的话。
That we can hearken unto the words that the Christ Jesus wants to speak to us.
求圣灵的恩膏膏抹说话的。翻译的与听到的每一位。
May the Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the translator, and those who hear.
好叫你的话没有落空，洒在路旁。
That none of your words would fall to the ground in the wayside.
让你的话是洒在好土里，可以结实30, 60, 100倍来荣耀你的名。
That your words would fall in good soil and yield a crop 30, 60, and 100-fold to your glory.
这是我们的祷告，也是相信是父神的旨意。
This is our prayer, and we trust that this is your will.
我们说愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
奉主的名祈求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨，我跟弟兄姊妹说到这个周末我们要在一起交通的主题是这个第三节的最后四个字。
In the morning we fellowship that the theme of this message is in the last verse of.
那当然英文不是像中文刚好四个字。日期近了。
The theme is the time is near.
那早晨我们注重的是那个时间性。
In the morning, we focus on the timing.
对，因为神做事都有他的时间。
God has his own timing.
我们所有神的儿女，我们应该知道时间现在是什么时候。
As God's children, we are to discern what time it is.
否则我们觉得每天都差不多。
Or else we think that one day is just like another.
我不知道你没有信主以前，你对人生的每天过日子感觉如何？
Before you know the Lord, I don't know how you pass the time.
我记得我还没有蒙恩之前，我觉得人生实在很无聊，每天三个饱一个倒。
Before I know the Lord, I think that life is very boring. It's very
Yeah, 很快又吃饭了，又吃饭了，又吃饭了，三顿完又睡觉了。
It's very routine between meals and rest.
对，所以人生是一直无限的重复，做同样的事情，你也做，我也做，大家都在那边做，然后就一了百了。
It's very repetitive and cyclical, and in the end, we die.
很多的基督徒，我觉得虽然蒙恩了，但是我们的日子好像跟没有信主的时候所过的日子差不了太多，每天都做同样的事，就是每天就是做，没有不去再去想。
After we believe in the Lord, it's as though nothing has changed, and we continue this cycle.
基督徒不能这样子过日子。
We cannot do that.
我们必须知道我们的日子现在是什么时间呢
？We must know our time.
该做什么事了
？What we ought to do.
因为我们是属天的子民。
Because we're heavenly citizens.
我们跟世人所过的日子应该有截然的不同。
We're different from the heathen.
今天早上我的交通的负担就是盼望我们中间的弟兄姊妹能够借着主的话。来印证我们现在所碰到的种种的事迹发生在我们的眼前。
So my burden this morning is to share about the events that, around us to realize the burden that we ought to have.
让我们实在感觉到 主的话说的一点都没有错，他已经在门口了。
That we may recognize that the Lord is indeed at the door.
这不是遥远的事，是指日算倒数计时可以算出来的。
He's not far off, but he's very, very near.
那今天晚上呢，我就要再往前推一步。
And now we are moving forward.
你会发现，主用彼得、用保罗、用约翰这些神的仆人，神在每一个仆人身上所用的重点不一样。
You'll see that when God uses Paul or Peter or John, they have a different ministry.
你看。神用彼得的时候，他是得人如得鱼一样。
When God used Peter, he was a fisher of men.
对不对？他开口一讲道，五千人悔改。
When he opened his mouth and preached, 5,000 were converted.
再一讲道，三千人悔改。
When he preached the gospel again, 3,000 were converted.
他实在是一个得人渔夫。
He is the fisher of men.
但是约翰就没这个本事哦。
But John is not like that.
对不对？
Isn't、
你没有看到约翰一讲道，哦，五千人悔改，没有的。
John never preached and 5,000 were converted.
神用保罗又不一样，他是外邦的使徒，他是到非犹太人的地区来把天国的福音传出去。
Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles and he preached the gospel amongst the Gentiles.
他们两个人的历史在整个的这一个使徒行传是前半部是彼得做主角。后半部是这个保罗做主角，神怎么样用这些使徒们
？In the book of Acts, the first half Peter was the protagonist, and the second half Paul was the protagonist.
但是你看不到约翰。
But you never see John.
同不同意？
Isn't、
你如果去看使徒行传的时候，你在使徒行传很少听到约翰有什么像这两位弟兄们的大的。轰轰烈烈的表现。
In the book of Acts, you rarely see John show up. It's all Peter and Paul.
所以，在教会的历史的第一世纪的时候，你会发现，在这个初级阶段的时候，好像约翰没有什么神没有什么用他。当然有用他，不像彼得那么大用，也不像保罗这么大用他们。
So in the first century church, it's as though God mightily used Paul and Peter, but not so much John.
在初期。
In the beginning.
对。可是当这两个使徒都先先后后离开了世界寻道，离开了。
But after Peter and Paul were martyred,
教会慢慢就来到了第一世纪的尾声，九零年代了。
The church has degenerated.
我还没用这个词，我说来到九零年代了。
It became the church of the 90s.
那教会在地上的历史，你知道第教会的birthday 是哪一天吗
？Do you know when's the birthday of the church?
五旬节。
Pentecost.
对不对？这是使徒行传第二章告诉我们的， 有一个五旬节到的那一天，圣灵降临，教会诞生了。
In Acts chapter 2, it says that Pentecost happened and the Holy Spirit was granted.
那个年代大约是在主后三十年左右。
It's in 30 AD.
那么到了约翰神开始用他的时候，你去看他的著作，不管是约翰福音、约翰一二三书与启示录这五本书，通通都是在第一世纪的最后的十年写出来的。
So you see the five books written by John, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Revelation, is all written in the latter decade of the 1st century.
所以你就知道神用大用约翰的时候，是当约翰差不多也是在90岁到100岁的时候的。
So God greatly used John when he was about 90 to 100.
所以我们中间的弟兄们，你们前途无量了。
So for some of the elder brothers among us, you are in great demand.
神用约翰的时候，他是九十几岁了。
God used John when he was over 90 years old.
保罗与彼得这些使徒们老早都走掉了，寻道而离开世界了。
Paul and Peter were martyred already, and they were no longer there.
教会在地上的历史已经有六十岁了。
And the church is already 60 years old.
对吗？从主后三十年到现在，主后九十年了。
30 AD to 90 AD.
那如果一个教会在地上有六十年的历史，有什么特点
？So what are the characteristics of a church that has been around for 60 years?
想得出来吗
？Think about it.
第一代的人差不多都怎么样？走了。
The first generation were already gone.
对吗？下来的都是第二代，甚至第三代起来服侍了。
The second and the third generation arise and they started to serve.
那诸位，你应该可以经历过这样的事实，就是第一代的人跟第二代跟第三代有什么差别
？What's the difference between the first and the second and the third generation？
第一代所看见的主是 first hand 第一手。
The first generation witnessed Jesus firsthand.
他们的经历是活泼的，有能力，带着冲击力的。
Their experience is alive and active.
可是到了第二代、第三代的时候呢
？In the second and third generation.
基本上是二手。
It's secondhand knowledge.
是父母的那一代告诉我们的。
It's what your parents tell you.
对不对？是长辈遗留给我们的，我们是承继他们所交托给我们的。
It's what you inherited from the elders before you.
所以中国有一句话嘛，说创业固然难，守业更难。
There is a Chinese saying that said, when you start a business, it's very tough. To maintain a business is even tougher.
所以你去看到第二代、第三代的教会，也就是说，启示录的头三章圣经讲到那七封信写给七个教会的时候。
So in Revelation, the first seven letters were sent to the church in the second and the third generation.
那七封信你去看那个时候的教会，所以亚细亚的七个代表。
So the seven letters were sent to seven churches in Minor Asia.
有好的教会。
There are good churches.
主称赞主所爱的教会，像士美拿教会，像菲拉铁菲教会。
There were churches that received praises from the Lord, like Smyrna and Philadelphia.
但是其他五个呢
？But what about the other five?
最糟糕的有一个。
There is one that was very bad.
叫撒迪教会的。
Sardis.
耶稣说。
What did Jesus say?
你们按名是活的。
You are alive by name only.
其实呢，是死的。
But you're really dead.
哦，这句话太厉害了。
This is a powerful thing.
这个就是说，这间教会只有那个招牌是活的，按名是活的。
So the church is only alive in name.
但是实际在这个里面，你去参加聚会的时候，你闻不到生命的气息，都是死亡的气息。
But in reality, you can smell the scent of death in the meetings. There's no life there.
所以这是七个教会中最可怜的一个教会。那还有一个教会呢？
This is a very pitiful church, but there's something else.
这个教会，他们自己认为呢
？This church thinks that itself.
哦，感谢赞美主，我们发了。
So thinks that, oh, I'm rich.
一样都不缺,
I don't lack anything.
所以参加他们的教会的话, 他们常常有感恩聚会。
So when you're in their meetings, they're always give thanks.
你听见弟兄姐妹的见证说, 10年前我们是一无所有, 现在样样都有。
You hear the testimony and people say, oh, 10 years ago I'm poor and now I'm wealthy.
那这显然是上帝的祝福。
This is the Lord's blessing.
但是这是他们的感觉, 神, 耶稣对他们是什么感觉呢?
That's how they think, but what does the Lord say?
耶稣说, 你们教会啊, 是贫穷, 是瞎眼, 是赤身露体, 是可怜。
Jesus said, you're poor, wretched, naked, and blind.
他们自我的感觉样样都有, 什么都不缺, 但是耶稣给他们的评语是刚刚好相反, 是你们是又穷又可怜, 而且一丝不挂。
The church thinks that it's all self-sufficient and wealthy, but Jesus said that you're poor, wretched, and naked, and blind.
所以你可以看到,教会可以到一个程度,完全麻木,没有感觉。
So you realize the church is completely insensitive.
他们所有的感觉是对物质的感觉,而没有任何属灵的感觉。
They only have sensitivity to material earthly things, but nothing to the spiritual realm.
这个都是在约翰的时代。 第一世纪的90年代那个时候已经发生这么可怕的现象
All this happened in the first century church 90 AD
所以在那种荒凉的背景底下 神就开始用这个唯一的使徒剩下来的 他年龄是在90岁、90以上这样一个老弟兄
So in such a pitiful estate of the church, God used this old apostle, the only one left, the apostle John.
到了90岁,
and he is not like the Chinese that
我们过了60岁就开始就想到一个问题叫退休了
who wants to retire at 60.
对不对? 60岁以后退休了最乐的事情是抱孙子。
And when you're 60, you retire and you want to fiddle with your grandchildren.
现在孙,我是指西雅图的孙弟兄看到我的时候,他常常说,洞平啊,你不懂啊,我现在忽然间非常喜,什么都不会想,就想到我的孙女啊。
Brother Godwin said, oh, Jonathan, you don't understand. Now, right now, what occupies my mind is my granddaughter.
我也看到所有这些升级的,做grandpa级的这些弟兄姐妹,都是,哎呀, 想起孙子,想起孙女,哎呀,眉开眼笑啊。
So to the brothers and sisters who are promoted to grandparenthood, whenever they think about their grandchildren, they just smile from within.
对,不管住多远,美国东岸的就会飞到西岸,在美国西岸就会飞到东岸,就是替航空公司增加很多很多的business.
Those living on the East Coast would fly to the West Coast and vice versa to visit their grandchildren.
对,他们真是为着孙儿孙女,啊, Enjoy, 非常enjoy.
They really enjoy their grandchildren.
我看了,我不知道他们这个感觉是什么,我说莫名其妙。
I don't understand any of this.
因为我没有这个福气。
Because I didn't have the privilege.
总而言之,你到了某种年龄以后,你开始进入人生的另外一个阶段。
After a certain age, you step into another phase in your life.
这是很正常的。
This is normal.
但是,这个神的老仆人,
But this old servant of God,
他没有这个命啊,
no such thing for him.
不但没有这个享天伦之乐的命, 你会发现他在哪里?
He didn't enjoy a family life. Where do you think he is?
他在巴摩海岛。
He was on the island of Patmos.
你如果把寿命圣经地图翻出来看的时候, 你可以找到这个岛就是在土耳其外面的一个荒岛。
So you can find the island of Patmos in the maps. It's on the island
就今天的土耳其 它外面就是爱琴海 很多的岛中间的一个岛 当时叫做鸟不生蛋的放逐犯人的一个荒岛上面
It's on a remote island off the coast of Turkey and that's where they place the prisoners and exiles
所以当时的皇帝窦米田逼迫基督徒 那么抓到这个教会的领袖 那么想他这么老了 杀他都懒得杀，干脆就放逐荒岛，你死活有你的便，看你的上帝怎么救你吧。
So the Emperor Dominican exiled John because he didn't want to bother with killing them.
所以以一个老约翰来说，这个晚景是非常凄凉的。
So John was in such a dire state when he was in Patmos.
孤苦伶仃一个老人。
He was a lonely old man.
在这一个荒岛上面。
In a remote island.
他能够看的就是海鸟与大海。
He can only see the seabirds and the sea.
世界人丢弃他。
Everyone left him.
所有的亲友弟兄姊妹都在海的那一边，太远了。
All the brothers and sisters are on the other side of the coast.
据说天气好的时候可以看到对岸，那就是以弗所啊，这个就在海的那一边。
On a clear day, you can see the other churches on the other side of the coastline.
所以你去读第一章的时候，他告诉我们，在一个主日，他在巴摩海岛，他的主向他显现。
So in chapter 1 you read that on the Lord's day he was on the island of Patmos and he received this revelation.
他所侍奉所爱的那位主没有忘记他。
The Lord whom he serves has not forgotten him.
在人生觉得是绝境死路一条的时候，天向他开了。
When he was at a dead end, the heavens were open to him.
神就把他最后的旨意，也是最荣耀的高潮，借着八个意象启示给他。
And the Lord revealed to him the finality of his will through eight wonderful visions.
如果圣经没有这一卷书，
If 我
们不知道前途是什么。
If this book was not given to us, we won't know what to expect ahead.
这本书是神借着这个老仆人，把神在最终在这个末世的时候，到底神怎么样完成在人类中那个旨意，一步一步讲出来给我们听。
This book shows us step by step how God would fulfill His will at the end of the age.
到底神终极的目的是什么？只有在这本书里面很清楚的用符号的语言告诉了我们。
The eternal purpose of God is revealed by signs in this book.
所以这个意象，这个巴摩海岛的八个意象，是神对末世教会所要说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
So in these eight visions, the Lord wants to reveal what he wants to say to the church in the end times. So,
所以我深深的相信，
So I deeply believe,
每一个主的仆人，神用他们都为着某一个特定的目的。
So God uses his servant for a very singular purpose.
彼得有彼得的目的，
Peter has Peter's ministry.
保罗有保罗的目的。
Paul has Paul's ministry.
同样，约翰有他的指示。
And John has his own ministry.
那他的指示是在主回来之前最后一段路，教会刚行的道路。
And John laid before us the path of the church just before Christ's return.
也是在教会有许多的问题重重，内忧又有外患，在这样四面包围的黑暗的环境中，怎么样能够为主耶稣打这场美好的仗？只有这本书在约翰的指示里头告诉了我们。
So the church has problems within and without, and the revelation of John shows us the way out to fight this glorious battle.
因为当他们问门徒们当年在橄榄山上问主耶稣那三个问题，今天早上我提的。
When the disciples were asking Jesus three questions on the Mount of Olives,
圣殿什么时候要一块石头不留在石头上？
When would the temple be destroyed that one stone is not left on top of the mountain?
这个时代什么时候结束？
When is the end of the age?
最后你要来有什么兆头？
What are the signs of your coming?
所以这些问题它的答案不但耶稣自己亲口来告诉他的门徒这些答案是什么，
And Jesus spoke with his own words and answered their questions.
而且神在用使徒约翰在他的晚年，借着约翰福音，借着约翰一二三书，借着启示录五本书来对教会说最后一段话。
And God uses John to speak to the church in response to those three questions.
所以我深深的相信， 在今天这个时代，教会需要特别小心注意听神借着约翰要告诉众教会所说的话。
So is my deep burden that the church at this end time should really hearken to what John has to say.
因为神要借着他来告诉我们许多我们今天要注意的事。
Because God has spoken through John that the things that we should hearken.
那今天晚上我要注重的是约翰在这里开头就告诉了我们我为什么留被放逐在巴摩海岛道理何在。
Here John tells us the reason why he was exiled on the island of Patmos.
我侍奉主一辈子。
I served the Lord the whole life.
从年轻的时候主就呼召我在加利利海边我就一直跟随他。今天到了我的晚年我怎么会落魄到在这一个海岛上呢？
I was called by the Lord when I was a young man in the Sea of Galilee, and I'm old and I am exiled to this sorry island.
我并没有犯国法。
I didn't sin against the country.
今天整个的征战，那个焦点，到底我为什么在这个海岛上
？Why am I on this island?
他说，就是为一个理由。
For one reason only.
什么理由
？What is it?
他在第一章我们刚刚念的第二节跟第九节告诉我们就是为着神的道与耶稣基督的见证
Verse 2 and verse 9 tells us it's for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ
这是整个神与魔鬼交战的那个点
It's the place where God and Satan fought
那一个点呢这个战场在哪里呢
Where is the battlefield
打仗总有个战场吗
There is a battlefield.
那个战场就在人的思想里头。
It's in the mind of man.
我们的思想就是这整个属灵征战的那一个焦点。
The battlefield is the mind.
今天的世界的神一直在那里掳掠我们人的思想，从小你出生就开始洗我们的脑。
The God of this world wants to enslave our mind and brainwash us.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
从小父母的教导、学校的教导，一直在那里教我们关于你是谁，你在这个世界干什么。
So the parents and even the school programmed you to think who are you and what are you supposed to do?
所以我们对这个世界很有了解，很有反应。
So we are very sensitive to this world.
但是一讲到神一讲到什么属天的事，我们听起来就猛叉叉喽。
But when we talk about God and spiritual things, we're completely confounded.
这个很容易，甚至基督徒我都觉得也有同样的毛病。我站在讲台上讲道。
I think the Christian has the same problem when I preach on the pulpit.
我看台下很有意思。
When I look at you, it's very interesting.
众生相。A lot of different expressions.
There's a.
对，但是基本上有两类哦。
But there are two sorts of people.
一类就是昏昏欲睡。
The first is fast asleep.
对不对？哎呀，就拼命给我点头。
Someone nodded.
那么还有一位就很清醒，脸上是笑容也好，或者一副彷徨的样子也好，总之我可以看得出来的。
And the other half is awake. They can smile or.
那我怎么会把这些昏昏欲睡的人把他叫醒呢
？So how can I wake up those who are sleeping？
我每次做实验很灵的。
I know a trick。
讲吃。
Talk about food。
对，一讲吃，哇，每一个人都眼睛就亮了。
When I talk about food, everyone wakes up。
对，可是我一讲圣经，那就有很多人就昏昏欲睡了，就是屡试不爽。
But when I talk about the Bible, half of them fall asleep. This does not fail me.
这是人的天性。
This is the natural man.
对，人对世界的事，对我们杜甫的事很有反应。我从小是这么长大的。
We're very sensitive to things of this world in our stomach.
对吗？
Isn't it so?
所以我们一讲这个东西，马上精神就来了。
When we talk about it, we're all awake.
可是你一讲圣经，讲属灵的事情，那真是很 boring 的。
But when you talk about spiritual things, it's very boring.
都是叫做虚无缥缈，遥不可及的这些事情。所以听起来慢慢就在微笑中就昏迷过去了。
It's very wishy-washy and seems very far away.
我常常觉得很好意很有意思是什么呢？
I find it very interesting.
有时候跟弟兄姊妹说啊，你昨天睡得怎么样？哎呀，睡不着哦，睡不着。
When I ask how did you rest last night?
是现代人很通常的，晚上睡眠太多，白天太多的事，晚上就停不下来了。
I find that people have trouble sleeping because there's too much going on in the daytime.
对吧？晚上这个脑袋还在转，一直转。
Your brain is still moving around.
所以很多的人都在失眠中，要靠安眠药睡觉的。
So insomnia is a very frequent thing.
主日来听到呢，那刚刚好，很奇怪，就安息了。
But in the Sunday morning, you rest and you can sleep.
很稀奇。
This is amazing.
这是人那一个肉体的生命，它自然而然就是这个样子，没有办法。
This is the life of the flesh. It's the natural man.
所以你就知道这个征战，这是一个征战。
It's a war.
神与魔鬼要在一个战场上，这个战场就是我们每一个人的脑袋。
God and Satan has this war, and it happens on our mind, in our mind.
撒旦从小就把我们洗到他的国度里头去。
And Satan attracts us into.
我们得救以后，神就要圣灵就要开始把我们从那个黑暗的权势，又把我们洗出来，就是反洗脑。
Satan draws us in his kingdom, and when God saves us, he's pulling us to his heavenly kingdom.
那当然，这个词汇圣经里是没有的，是我发明的。
I'm using my own terms.
但是保罗是怎么讲的？他说不要想思想地上的事，要想天上的事。这不是就是反洗脑吗？想到天上去了。
Paul says, "Don't mind the earthly things, but think of the things above."
所以你就会发现整个的问题就在这里啊。
So all the problems are right here.
对，就在我们这个思想的领域范围里头。
It's in the area of the mind.
那么指这里指什么呢？
What does this refer to?
神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以这个是整个在末世斗争的那个重点。
So this is the critical point in the final battle in the end times.
那今天晚上的这个时间呢，我就要注重第一个部分，神的道。明天早上我们来讲耶稣基督的见证。
So tonight I want to focus on the word of God, and tomorrow I'll focus on the testimony of Jesus Christ.
什么叫做神的道？
What is the word of God?
你就会发现在这本书里头。
You realize that in the Bible.
那刚刚我们读了第二节第九节，对不对？
We read verse 2 and 9 in Revelation.
但是这个词神的道在启示录里面讲十八次。
The word of God, this phrase is used 18 times in this book.
我们只是在第一章里，我选了两节圣经让大家来看。约翰告诉我，他在拔毛海岛就是为着神的道，这件事情魔鬼要把它破坏或者改变，而我要为主站住，不能改。
In verse 2 and 9, John tells us that I'm on the island of Patmos for the word of God, and this Satan wants to change, and he cannot change it.
那你去看，我们再挑几节圣经来看。
Let's look at another verse.
你看第三章。
Chapter 3.
这是七封信中间的一封。
It's one of the seven letters.
讲到这个教会，它之所以被神称许，它的一个重点是什么？
And this church was praised by the Lord, and for what reason?
那第三章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节说什么？我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵行什么？我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
对，这个教会它有许多的优点，中间一个点，他说你怎么样遵守我的道。
This church has a lot of strength, and one of them is they have kept my word and have not denied my name.
然后往下再走两节，第十节。
And in verse 11? 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
你看到没有？ 在这个地方, 神就称扬这个教会叫做菲拉铁菲, 因为他们对神的道持守。
And here God praises the church in Philadelphia because they kept God's command to persevere.
那同样你在这个另外的信里头，你可以看到这些人怎么样胜过撒旦魔鬼。
And we can see in these letters how these people prevailed against the enemy.
那你注意看第十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
对，十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
他就说到这些教会中有一些的人叫做得胜者。
There's a type of people called the overcomers in the church.
那么他们怎么叫做得胜者呢？
Why?
怎么样define?
What's the definition of an overcomer?
那你注意看第十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
我们一起念好吧，这节圣经很重要。
Let's read it together.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。 他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。所以这一节圣经就很清楚地告诉我们，这些得胜者的秘密是什么？
So here it tells us the secret of overcoming.
什么是他们的秘密武器？
What's the secret weapon?
第一，
First,
羔羊的血。
The blood of the lamb.
这个我想我们每个基督徒都经历都懂。
This we all experience.
对吗？
Isn't it so?
我们有许多的软弱，有许多的罪，得罪神。 但是如果我们向神承认我们的罪，他是信实的，必要洗净我们的过犯，我们就在神的面前有一个无愧的良心。We
have a lot of witnesses in sin, but if we confess them to our God, He is faithful to cleanse us from all sins and give us a good conscience.
这是弟兄胜过控告我们的那魔鬼的第一个秘密武器。
This is how the brethren overcome the accusation of the enemy.
但是他还有第二个。
And there's another one.
是什么呢?
What is it?
自己所见证的道。
By the word of their testimony.
这个道是什么道呢?
What's the word?
就是指着神的道。
It refers to the word of God.
所以约翰本人就是这样。
So John lived this out.
今天我被放逐在巴莫海岛。 他说理由只有一个,
Today I'm on the island of Patmos for one reason alone, the word of Jesus Christ.
这个道到底是什么?
What is this word?
你如果到19章13节,
In chapter 19, verse 13, you'll find it.
19章13节, 你注意念啊。
Chapter 19, verse 13.
讲到我们的主耶稣。
It talks about our Jesus Christ.
他是得胜的王。
He is the king who has overcome.
那在这里，约翰看见一个异象。
And here John has a vision.
第十九章的十三节。
Chapter 19, verse 13.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名，我们一起说，称为神之道。
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
所以神的道这件事情不是一个抽象的道，它是一个具体的谁？人，这个人就是耶稣，神的儿子。So
the Word of God is God Himself.
所以你注意啊，这个神的道是指着一个人说的。So
the Word of God refers to a person.
就是耶稣基督。Jesus
Christ.
但是他到底是谁呢？你就必须来看圣经的启示，他怎么样启示耶稣是谁。So
to find out who he is, you need to rely on the revelation in his word.
那么你想，教会现在已经有60年的历史过去了。So
now the church is about 60 years old.
耶稣的名一直传，从第一代传到第二代，第二代开始传到第三代。
The name of Jesus has spread from one generation to another, and now to the third.
事情越传越远的时候, 这个原版就怎么样?
So the further down it's passed to the next generation.
我们做过这种翻版的事情你就知道了。
The more it's altered.
你原版是100%正确的。
The original is 100% accurate.
但你什么时候开始copy? 就越 copy 就越失真。
When the more you photocopy it, the more it lost.
对吗？
From the
总是这是必然的。你越往下传，你原来所得到的那个东西，慢慢慢慢就开始打折扣了。
This happens all the time. The more you copy, the more it lost from the original version.
教会慢慢进到第二代到第三代的时候，他们所得到的东西跟原版多多少少已经有出入了。
So in the second and third generation, what they received has deviated from what the first generation had.
这是没有办法的事情。
This is natural.
那这个时候你所需要的是什么呢？就是有圣灵的工作，再把我们带到原初的道里头去。
So here now they need the Holy Spirit to bring them back to the beginning.
这就是约翰的执事的内容。
That's the ministry of John.
好了，他就写了约翰福音。
So he wrote the Gospel of John.
那你到约翰福音里面，你就会发现他写的这本第四本福音书跟前面的三本福音书截然不同。
So you realize that the Gospel of John is very different from the first three Gospels.
马太福音一开始是一个家谱。
Matthew start with the genealogies.
对不对？马可福音一开始就是忙碌的主耶稣是一个仆人。
Mark began with Jesus having a busy schedule.
路加福音是一个很美的 silent night. 牧羊人有天使向他们显现报大喜的信息。
Luke began with a poetic silent night with shepherds and stars and everything else.
对不对？是讲到一个小 baby 的出生。
It's about the birth of the baby.
充满着人性
，full of man。
可是约翰根本跟前面根本就完全截然不同。
But John is completely different。
一开始怎么讲
？How does it begin？
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。读了似懂非懂。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God。
对不对？问你懂不懂啊？哎，好像懂啊。
Do you understand this?
再摸摸脑袋，到底讲什么？
Do you really grasp it?
又好像不懂。
Not really.
因为在这里头一节圣经就来了这个很玄的字，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。哎呀，这就是我们的耶稣。
This is a very unique saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is Jesus Christ.
你就会发现，当约翰来重新介绍耶稣的时候，他开宗明义就告诉我们，耶稣是谁？他是在太初有的道，或者另外英文的圣经是有的话 Word.
So John reintroduces Jesus Christ as the Word in the beginning.
Is the Word.
He is the word.
那么这个话就很玄了。什么叫做话？
What is the word?
那他在这里就告诉我们了，这个话是一个人，道就是神。
This word is a person. It's God himself.
而这个神有一个特点，第二节圣经马上下去说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
所以这个道是在一切之前就存在的。
So this word exists before everything else.
这个道就是神的自己。
This word is God himself.
然后这个道第一次的表现就是创造 万有。
And this word was revealed at the creation.
那我们从其他的圣经我们知道，当初第一次的创造就是神说有就有，命立就立。
And we know that in the beginning God said and everything came into being.
什么都没有，在这个之前什么都没有。
There was nothing else before then.
在什么都没有的时候，忽然间有一天话出来了。
And when it was formless and void, the word came.
这个话一发表，
when the word was manifested,
万物就造成。
Everything was created.
那这件事情我们以前起码二十世纪以前我们读的就是我们只能从信心里面来领会这个话。
We can only grasp this by faith.
但是二十世纪的科学家最伟大的成就 在科学上来说
，But in the 20th century, the greatest scientific discovery，
就是这些第一流的科学家，像爱因斯坦这一类的人。
Are those discoveries made by Einstein and the like？
他从30年代就开始提出了所谓的相对论，然后那个有名的公式什么职能互换 E 等于 mc square 这个数学的公式是他导出来，因着这个论文他就得诺贝尔奖。
Einstein came up with the theory of relativity with the famous equation E equals mc squared, and he won the Nobel Prize because of this.
从他开始以后，就有一系列的科学家们。
After him, a series of scientists.
根据于他所导出来的这个公式，继续往前推，继续往前研究。
Build on Einstein's theories and push everything ahead.
40年代、50年代、60年代，一直到90年代。
From the 40s, 50s to 60s until now.
我不去讲细节，但是我要给他一个总结。到90年代的时候，当年他们这些一流脑袋的天文学家也好，数学家也好。
So, in the 90s, all these scientists and astrologers.
在30年代、40年代就已经有科学家根据爱因斯坦的理论提出一个今天我们叫做 Big Bang Theory， 就是我们很不幸的中文翻译成大爆炸的这个理论。
In the 40s and 50s, the scientists based on Einstein's discoveries came up with the Big Bang Theory.
那我早年在大学60年代的时候，我听见这个词，我是一笑置之，这个简直天方夜谭。
When I heard about this theory in the 60s, I just laughed it off. It seemed too bizarre.
为什么呢？因为你用炸弹去炸炸看。
If you detonate a bomb.
你看这些恐怖分子身上抱着炸弹冲进一个 mall 一炸。到底是活人炸成死人的，还是死人炸成活人
？So when a terrorist walks into a mall with a bomb strapped on himself, does he bring life or bring death？
对不对？所以我们都知道，炸的话呢，一定是本来都是好的、有生命的，被炸成一块块的，很恐怖的东西。
So when a bomb is detonated, all these living things would would break into little pieces.
所以大爆炸的概念是原来有次序的变成没有次序乱七八糟的。
So the Big Bang Theory is having order from randomness.
但是我们听这些科学家提出大爆炸的理论的时候，我们就想，怎么会什么都没有，然后一炸炸出那么井然有序的大宇宙呢？
So how can this order and all the systems be created from a Big Bang.
所以就一笑置之，这简直是太玄了。
So I just laughed it off. It's too bizarre.
可是等到90年代，这些科学家提出了许多的证据来证明这个理论是成立的。
So in the 90s, this theory was actually supported.
到了2003年的时候，诺贝尔奖就颁给最后这一位科学家，他用实验来证明大爆炸是正确的。
And in 2003, the Nobel Prize is given to the scientist who proved the Big Bang.
那我就开始刮目相看了。我说这个东西既然科学家证明了它不是一个假设，是一个真的，那我得好好研究研究到底在讲什么。
So the hypothesis has become a proven fact. So I have to look into this again.
那我就发现了第一个翻译错了，不应该叫大爆炸。
So it should not call it the Big Bang.
应该翻译成大烟花。
It should be called the Big Fireworks.
为什么
？Why？
我们都看过什么叫做烟花了。
We've all seen fireworks.
对不对
？Isn't so？
我不知道在贵宝地是什么时候国庆还是什么时候放大烟花了。
I don't know when's the national Canada Day here. But there's fireworks.
反正任何国家都是在国庆的庆典或者新年或者什么时候放烟花，好看的。
And there are fireworks on certain days of the year.
好看在哪里？
Why is it so pretty?
因为 有各式各样不同的颜色，各式各样的不同的形状，还加上交响乐，哇，何等的享受啊！你站在河边，哇，那个多漂亮啊！
Because there are colors and patterns and a symphony behind it, and it's very beautiful by the seaside.
每一个 bang 就是出来一个很漂亮的花，对不对？
Each bang has a very beautiful fire.
那一次30年代这个科学家，这个比利时的科学家，他提出这个词的时候，他是指着 Big Bang， 是指着烟花说的。
So the scientist who won the Nobel Prize in 03, he refers to the Big Bang as fireworks.
不是指着一个大炸弹炸成四分五裂乱七八糟，不是指着那个说的。
It's not like detonating a bomb.
啊，所以我说我们中文翻错了，应该翻译成大烟花。
So it should be called the big fireworks.
然后你去看许许多的科学家，一个一个来证明这个理论是对的。
And you'll see a series of scientists that followed and proved the Big Bang.
对，最后一个科学家在九零年代的末期，他用火箭放上去测量在太空中的这个绝对温度，他的实验证明是在宇宙中，而且他算出来是146亿年前这个 bang 发生的，因为他算得出来的。
And there's a scientist who sent this thermometer in outer space and measured the temperature and find out the exact time that the Big Bang has happened, about 146 billion years ago?
No, 14.6 billion.
14.6 billion years ago.
是146亿年前这个大烟花爆炸。
It happened 14.6 billion.
而这个科学家当他这个理论提出来在文献中发表的时候说，他说那一天很对不起，我这个搞天文物理的人，我却要说我好像看见上帝的手，他用了神学的词句。
And when he published his thesis, he said that I saw the hand of God.
所以二十世纪的科学家给我们看见一件事，就是这个宇宙一直有所有的科学家与所有的这些一般的人群都认为大自然是本来就存在的一个永恒的事实，这件事情被大烟花全部否定。
So the 20th century scientists have always think that the earth exists by itself and it would never end, and this was disproved by the big fireworks.
No.
Sorry.
我们没有认识神以前，我们问任何的人，这个奇妙的宇宙怎么存在的？
Before we know God, we asked how did all these things come to be.
那个答案是什么
？What's the answer?
两个字，或者中文两个字，英文一个字，自然，对不对？自然本来就有。
It just happened.
对不对 ？It's nature.
It's nature.
它是一个永远存在的一个事实，不要问它从哪里来，本来就有。
It exists by itself, it's natural.
这是没有信神、不认识神、否认神的人，他们一直的具有这么一个迷信，但是也不能证明，反正就是有就是，你不要问。
So it's people who don't know the Lord and they accept this as the truth.
但是二十世纪的科学家，从爱因斯坦一直到最近的科学家。用不同的实验、不同的理论来，最后各式各样的理论都提出来，最后这个理论是用科学来证明是真的。
And the 20th century scientists prove that this is the
this the Big Bang theory is the truth.
That the Big Bang is the truth.
对，它不是一个假设，它是用科学的手段可以证明出来的。
It's not a hypothesis, but it's a proven fact.
那就告诉我们，这一切是有个起点。
So it tells us that there is a beginning to everything.
看到没有？所以
so?
我们圣经老早告诉我们，起初怎么样？神创造这一切，对不对
？So our Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
有一个起点。
There is a beginning.
然后现在我们读约翰的书信的时候，他就太初有道，这道与神同在。万物都是借着他被造而有的。
So in the Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made."
所以不是像人一直假设这个自然是恒常的存在，不是的。
So it's not like the unbelievers to say the earth exists by itself.
所以神的道是一件了不得的事情。
So God's word is really amazing.
它是非常的准确。
It's very accurate.
因为你看它的杰作就知道，这整个的宇，你知道地球有很多很奇妙的事。它最简单一个件事，就是在诸星这个所谓行星的里头，地球跟其他的行星不一样。
The Earth is very unique versus the other planets in the system.
其他的行星都是，就这么转，但是只有地球是23度半倾斜的转。
All the other planets revolve around, but the Earth is very unique in that it tilts 23.5 degrees and it revolves around itself.
你说为什么有23度半的倾斜来转？
Do you know why it tilts 23.5 degrees?
如果没有这样，
it,
就没有春夏秋冬，没有。
Without it, we won't have the seasons.
那就是永，如果是直的话，就永远夏天是夏天，冬天是永远的冬天。如果有四季的话，那只有永远恒常不变的。
So if the Earth does not revolve around, if it does not have to tilt, then the seasons would not change. It would remain permanent.
对不对？神一设计，让我们有四季，它就是斜的二十三度半就可以了。
The seasons come from this tilting.
还有，近一点、远一点，离地球离太阳也不行啊，太近太热，太远又太热。
It can't be too close or too far away from the sun, or else it'll be too hot or too cold.
我们地球所在的位置是唯一可以看见有生命可以存在，因为其他的星球就到今天为止，人还没有发现有生命。
The Earth is the only planet that can sustain life.
所以这一切都不是 accident， 都不是偶然，而是 design 过的。
So none of these are accidents; it's all designed.
对不对？所以你去想很多很多这些事情，你就会发现。都不是当然，而都是神的手。
So we shouldn't take any of these for granted, but recognize the hand of God.
所以你就知道，当使徒约翰来跟我们讲到神的道这件事情，他不但就是神的自己，借着他的儿子来发表。
So when John mentions the word of God, he is manifesting God himself through the word.
然后他借着这个他的儿子创造了万有。
So through his son, God created everything.
这代表他的能力与他的智慧。
This represents his power and his wisdom.
这还不算。
And there's more.
他下面继续讲，我们刚刚念的。
There's more to it.
他有一天这个道成了肉身。
And one day this word becomes flesh.
也就是说，这位创造万有的神穿上了肉身。变成人来跟你跟我住在我们的中间。
And this God who made everything just put on the flesh of man and lived among us.
这里是讲到一个更伟大的一个事实。
This presents a greater truth.
这个创造的主却来被跟被造的人拉在一个水平上，他也来做人，要跟我们交往。
So this God who made everything came and became and fellowship with the created beings.
他来成为一个人。
He became a man.
他来把神的旨意用人的话向我们来启示来表明。
So he revealed to us the will of God through the language of man.
所以道成肉身这件事情，我觉得比创造宇宙万有还了不起。
So this word becoming flesh is even greater than creation itself.
因为创造万有是无情的世界，就是没有意识的一个世界。
Because the creation was made without a will of its own.
No. 那也可以讲，也可以讲 a will of its own. 无情的世界就是没有 conscience， 没有那个意识形态。但是人是有意识形态的，有思想的。
Because the creation has no consciousness, but a man has consciousness.
那么这个人，这个 conscious 是要来认识神，要跟神交流。啊，这太伟大了。
This conscience is designed to fellowship with God.
打一个比方。
Metaphorically.
地上有个小蚂蚁。
There is an ant on the ground.
我跟他说我爱你。
I'm telling the ant I love you.
如果蚂蚁懂得我的话，看看我，你是谁
？If the ant understands and looks at me and said, "Who are you?"
你在讲什么？是打雷吗
？Are you thunder?、
所以我跟蚂蚁是一见钟情，可是我简直无法表达说我爱你爱到什么地步。
So I really love the ant, but I cannot make it understand that I really like it.
对吗
？Isn't it?
我充满情意，小蚂蚁是无法领会。
I'm full of love, but the ant cannot understand me.
然后他把我的糖吃掉了。
and he ate my candy.
我又气得要死，问你为什么偷吃我的糖？他又说你是谁？
And I'm upset that he ate my candy.
所以我说好的他听不懂，我发了脾气他也不明白。
So when I speak words of love, he doesn't understand, nor when I get upset.
因为我跟他是两个等次，一个是高级智慧的人，一个是什么都不懂的小蚂蚁，但是他也很聪明就是了。
Because we're different classes of beings, I'm much more superior than the ant.
对，那今天我要跟他打起交道来的话，我只有一个方法。
So to fellowship with the ant,
如果我有办法变成什么蚂蚁啊
？I have to become an ant.
那我可以用蚂蚁的语言跟他说谈情说爱啊。
Then I can communicate with it in its own language.
你懂吗
？Do you understand?
这个了不得。
This is wonderful.
一个造物的主今天要告一个跟一个被造之物来表情爱啊，他要说我爱你啊。
So now the creator has to become one of the created beings. He has to reveal himself. He gave his life and hung on the cross.
这都是今天我们基督徒听的太多，我们已经习惯，我们认为这本来就是这样。No, 一点不是本来就是这样。这件事情是神迹中的神迹啊。
And we take it all for granted, but this is the miracle of miracles.
怎么会有这种事？造物的神他能够，假使我是上帝，我是对这些人伤心极了，我干脆怎么样 ？Delete 一按，全部结束，重来。
If I were the creator, I would be very upset and delete everything and start all over again.
对不对
？Isn't it?
你看人多麻烦，我真是跟人打交道，我自己真的是吃不消啊。
You know how annoying men are.
We have too many problems.
We have too many problems.
对我好，我也不敢；对我不好，我马上就 complain.
If you're nice to me, then it's okay. If you're not nice to me, then I'll complain immediately.
说好也不行，说歹也不行，就是我们这种人。
So you can't really be good to me or bad to me.
我看圣经的时候，我看见神啊，我说你造人以后，真是为你自己找太多麻烦了。
So when I read the Bible, I say to God, you create a lot of problems for yourself.
稀奇是我们的神没有说 delete.
The wonderful thing is God never gave us up.
全部重来吧。
Starting all over again.
非但他没有砥砺，他还来做人，然后他还要为我们被挂在十字架上。
Not only he haven't deleted us, but he went on the cross for us.
所以神对我们的爱是，就是说以神来讲，就是他能够表现的，他全都摆上了。
So God loves us so much that what he can give, he gave everything.
可是我们对他 appreciate 多少呢？
But do we appreciate it?
我们还是非常的叫做爱理不理。
We're wishy-washy towards him.
对不对？我们并没有像他所要求的全尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。我们是三心两意的 lip service.
We did not love him with a whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, but we do not love him.
他对我们是完真的，
一阵
他说了什么就是怎么做。
God is serious with us.
我们对他是三心二意的。
But we do not take him so seriously.
所以现在教会来到这个危机的时刻。
Now the church has arrived to this critical moment.
老约翰就把我们带到原处去看，到底他是谁。
John takes us back to the beginning.
我们需要重新的认识主是谁。
We have to.Truly know Jesus Christ for who
he is. 我们习惯性所认识的已经不够用了。
What we learned before is not enough.
我们要回到原点来重新认识他是谁。
We have to revert back to the beginning to know who he is.
那么也就是说，你真的认识他的话，你对他的话就很注意了。
So if you truly know him, then you're very sensitive to his word.
亚当夏娃怎么堕落的
？How did John, Adam and Eve fall?
想过没有？神对他讲的话很清楚，这个树的果子不可以吃，你吃的日子下面说什么？必定死。
God was very clear to them. He told them that on the day you eat of this tree, you will surely die.
等到魔鬼来跟女人讲话的时候，他怎么讲
？And the devil said to the woman,
你吃的日子不一定死。
You won't surely die.
所以先把神说的必定，他把它稍微修改一下。不一定。
So Satan reverse
twist a little bit.
Twist God's word.
对不对？然后呢，再 怕我们怕女人还听不进去，再说还有一个好处，我告诉你，神没有跟你讲。
And Satan said something else to Eve.
还有一个好处。
There's another benefit to this tree.
你不是一直在想为什么不准吃吗？
Have you ever wondered why you were not allowed to eat this?
当然，女人脑筋里面想的比男人想的多。
Of course, women think more than men.
对不对？看女人在想，为什么这不可以？什么都可以吃，为什么这个不可以吃啊？
So Eve thinks, how come I can eat everything else but this?
我不知道亚当有没有想，亚当大概总是比姐妹傻一点的那边。
So
I don't. 说不可以吃就是不可以吃哦。
So Adam take it as it is.
那亚当没有问夏娃肚子里在想为什么呢？因为蛇讲话就是他老早摸到女人的心了。
So Satan really touched Eve's heart here.
那我告诉你不可以吃，原因在哪里？
I'll tell you why you can't eat this.
他不让你吃的原因是，他怕。你吃的日子眼睛明亮怎么样像神一样知道善恶啊，果然有道理。
I'll tell you why you're not allowed to eat this. On the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You'll become like God.
请问撒旦这句话对还是错？
Is
今天我们事后诸葛亮，我们回头来看撒旦有没有撒谎。
Now that we're looking at it, does Satan lie?
啊，有没有？撒旦那天对女人讲话有没有讲骗她？
Did Satan deceive?
她吃了以后有没有眼睛果然明亮可以知道善恶？有没有？
Was her eyes open?
有啊，不然怎么会毛主席会说人民的眼睛是雪亮的呢？
Her eyes were open, so.
对，撒旦那天讲的是真话。
So Satan told her the truth.
但是他讲的真话是一半的真理哦。
But it's only a half truth.
他还有一半没有讲哦。
There is another half too.
那一半没有讲的话是谁讲出来的呢？
The other half that he did not say, who said it?
保罗。
Paul.
保罗就告诉我们。
Paul told us.
我知道什么是善。
I know what is good.
我也知道什么是恶。
I know what is evil.
但是我发现有一个痛苦。
But I.Find this wretched thing.
我愿意行的善，我不去行。
The good that
我不愿意为的恶呢，我偏偏去做。
The good that I want to do, I cannot do. But the evil I don't want to do, I find doing.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
我得到一个什么病呢？
What did I catch?
我给他取一个名字，行善乏力症。
Sorry.
行善没有力气。
Okay. It's.I'm too weak to do good.
行善乏力症。所以保罗就大喊了，我真是苦啊，有谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
So Paul cried out, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
我知道什么是应该做的。
I know what I ought to do.
我也知道什么是不应该做的。
I know what I ought not to do.
这不就证明撒旦所说的话是对的吗？善恶果然你知道，我们哪一个不知道？
So Satan was right. We can tell good from evil.
但是他没有告诉女人的话，就是说你知道是知道，但是你做不出来啊。
But what he did not tell Eve is, you may know, but you cannot do it.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
这就是整个人类到今天的痛苦，没有变。我们都知道什么是对，什么错，但是我们轮到该我们去做的时候，基督徒也不例外。我们善知道善，却行不出来。我们知道恶，但偏偏就去做。
So this is a tragedy of all of us. We know good, but we cannot do it. But the evil that we don't want to do, this we keep on doing.
所以你看到撒旦的诡计，他都是跟人讲，要么就是不一定，就是把神的话打一个折扣。
So Satan discounts and twists God's word.
要么就是讲一半的真理，他告诉你一半，但是有一半不告诉你。
Or he presents to you a half truth and
意思就是说圣经是神的话，对不对？
So scripture is God's word.
撒旦从古到今天一直玩一个游戏，要么就把圣经给你 twist 一下，神说不可以，他说不一定。
So the game that Satan is playing is twisting God's word.
你知道今天同性恋者怎么样 argue， 特别他说圣经里面不是我们基督徒 argue， 就是说圣经里面讲得很清楚，同性恋这件事情是叫做 abomination， 是不可以做的。
So, with regards to homosexuality, the Bible is very clear that it's an abomination.
但是今天, 立主这个同性恋可以的人, 他怎么样来 argue 圣经说不可以的这个 argument, 他是怎么样诡辩呢?
So, how do the homosexuals justify what they do with Scripture?
因为这些人都是读圣经的人啊,
they all know Scripture.
他们不是不懂圣经的人啊,
it's not like they don't know Scripture.
但是他要 要有一个 argument 来 justify 这件事情
but they have an argument to justify what they do.
你们有没有人读过他们的 argument?
Do you know what they say?
你们都接受这个事实了 但是你知道人家怎么辩论的时候 他能够把圣经说成可以呢? 因为现在很多的是教会的牧师是同性恋者
Because a lot of pastors in the churches are homosexual. They use scripture to justify what they do.
他们怎么 justify的呢?
How did the pastor justify what they do?
他说, 利未记今天有, 这个话都是利未记讲的嘛, 这个讲到这个是 abomination, 这是利未记所说的。
So in Leviticus it says that homosexuality is an abomination.
那他就说了,
and they say?
利未记不是说要献五种祭吗?
The book of Leviticus talks about five types of sacrifices.
对吗? 什么赎罪祭, 平安祭, 等等等等, 五个祭啊?
The peace offering, burnt offering, etc. etc.
请问基督徒今天你们还献吗?
Do you offer it today?
今天的确我们没有献五种祭了。
Of course we don't offer any sacrifices.
我说既然五种祭你们没有献, 那他说 abomination 今天也, 那是旧约的事, 新约已经不是在这里了。
So since you're not offering one of the five sacrifices, so the abomination is no longer the case anymore.
聪明不聪明?
They're very bright.
他能够把圣经 twist 一下, 你讲的也有道理哦。
So they twist God's word, and it sounds so right.
所以你会发现今天撒旦所做的工作, 就是把神的话给你稍微扭一下, 你就忽然觉得, 诶, 也有道理啊。So
this is what Satan did. He just twists God's word, and it sounds very reasonable.
要么他就干脆说这个, 已经不合符合时代了。
He would say, oh, it's out of time. It's not with the time anymore.
对, 今天的时代已经不是这个东西了。
It's out of date.
他把神的话就废掉。
So he just brush off God's word.
看见没有? 这就是今天我们所要看见我们的战, 争斗争的那个点, 就是神的道, 到底我们怎么来理解神的道。
So the critical point is how we understand God's word.
同样这本圣经, 你是用什么态度来面对它?
It's the same Bible. What's your attitude towards God's word?
神怎么说, 你就应该怎么样的相信与接受。
How God said it, that's the way that you should believe and conduct yourself.
人的难处就是, 我们常常听了鬼话, 把神的话就曲扭掉了。
Our problem is we always listen to Satan's lies and we misunderstand God's word.
再举一个例子。
Let me bring up another example.
比如说耶稣基督他的出生跟你我有一点不一样。
The birth of Jesus Christ is different from yours and mine.
我们是从父母结合而生的，这是我们地上所有的人都是如此。
We were born from the union of our parents.
但是圣经说主耶稣是怎么生的？
What did the Bible say about his birth, the birth of Jesus?
是童女怀孕。 生子, 对不对?
The virgin giving birth.
但是今天我们所谓理性主义的, 这些人, 就说这个怎么可能?
So with the more rational people, they said this is impossible.
所以你就会发现, 从理性主义高涨之后, 人就开始说, 凡是圣经讲的这一类属于神奇性的, 不合乎科学, 不合乎逻辑的事情, 我们不能接受的。
So these people cannot accept supernatural things that they cannot comprehend.
因此他们就把圣经改一个字, 什么都没有改, 就改一个字。
So they change one word in the Bible.
讲到, 同, 必有童女怀孕生子, 这句圣经在哪里啊?
The virgin shall
conceived.
Conceive.
嗯哼, 以赛亚书。
In the book of Isaiah.
对不对? 以赛亚书里面, 神借着以赛亚, 就告诉我们, 将来要给你们一个儿子, 是一个童女怀孕而生的。
A child would be born to us, and that would come forth from a virgin.
这些圣经到马太福音就引用了。
And this is referred to in the Gospel of Matthew.
对吗？那这一派的所谓理性主义者这一派的人来印圣经的时候，他把这个字改一个字 ，virgin 换成什么 ？woman。
So they change the word virgin to woman.
就一个字。
They change one word.
请问合理不合理呢
？Is it reasonable？
啊，照人的理性是合理的，当然任何人都是从妇人所生的。
According to human mind, it's rational because everyone is born of a woman.
但是你如果改了这个字，
But if you change that word,
什么事情发生？
What happens?
如果耶稣是跟你跟我一样是从妇人所生，有什么差别？
So what happens when Jesus is born of a woman just like you and me?
那他跟你跟我是一样的，我们都是罪人。
Then we're all sinners.
我们都是生于情欲，死于情欲的人。
Then we're all born from lust of the flesh and we all died.
对不对？所以他要死在十字架上，他就是。救不了他自己，更不要讲救我们了。
So on the cross, he cannot save himself, and he cannot save us.
看见没有
？Can you see?
人的聪明却把这一件事情全部因着一个字的改变，整个的救恩就没有了。
So when they change one word, they write off salvation.
这就是撒旦今天在这个世界来玩弄的把戏。
This is a game that Satan is playing.
许多重要的圣经的真理。他们就用另外一个角度把你改了，说不合乎科学，不合乎人性，不合乎时代，不合乎这个，不合乎那个，通通在那里改啊，或者另外一个解释。
So they twist biblical truths to fit in the time of the age.
与神的道，耶稣说，天地可以废去，我的话怎么样？一点一画都不能废去。
But Jesus said, the heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
我们人胆子很大，居然就敢把神的话去扭改。
So people have the gut to change God's word.
因为我认为那样才合理啊，合理性啊。
Because it's rational to our mind.
你看约翰福音这里面讲到好几件耶稣所行的神迹，有没有？
So in the Gospel of John, it speaks of Jesus' miracle.
第一个神迹是什么？
The first miracle.
水变酒，有没有？
Water turned to wine.
想一想，那个故事里头，耶稣发命令，对不对？
Here, Jesus gave a verbal injunction.
他的命令有两句话。
He had a spoken imperative.
第一句话对仆人说。
He spoke to the servants.
把外面六口石缸怎么样？水把它填满。
Fill the six stone jars with water.
那我们知道那个古时候那个水缸干什么呢？是客人进来的时候洗脚的，对不对？
The stone jars are for washing the feet of the guests.
那现在来参加婚礼的人，这些脚都洗过了才进来的嘛。
So all the feet of the guests were washed when they entered the room.
所以所有的水已经用光了。
So the waters were used up.
现在耶稣发命令了。
So now Jesus said.
再去挑，把六口的石缸通通挑满。
Fill the stone jars with water.
如果你我是那个佣人的话，我们要怎么想？
If,
耶稣的命令来了。
If you're the servant, what would you think?
请问弟兄你怎么想？如果你是那个佣人。
If you're the servant, what would you think?
啊？明天再说。还有没有其他的佣人？你碰到这个事你怎么想？他明天再说，你呢？神经病。
He's out of his mind.
对不对？你又不是我的主人。
You're not my boss.
对不对？主人没有说话，你客人干嘛？你哪里有资格说话？这是第一个反应。
You're the guest, not the master. Why are you ordering me?
第二，
Second,
大家脚都洗好了，你干嘛又要去挑水来？这是多此一举。
All the feet were washed, so why do we need more water?
所以只要这个人开始用脑筋想一想的话呢？这个命令是没有办法执行的。
So if the servant start thinking, then this would not have happened.
但是感谢主，因为那个耶稣的母亲曾经事先打好招呼了嘛。
But thank God because Mary first spoke with the servant.
玛利亚说什么？
What did Mary say?
她所说的，你们照着做就好了。
Do whatever he tells you.
不要问为什么。
Don't ask.
哦，这个佣人居然那么听话哦。
And the servant was so obedient.
耶稣讲。有去挑水，他就乖乖去把这六十个石，真的就把它挑好了。
So when Jesus told them to bring more water and the servants obeyed.
第二个命令又来了,
the second injunction came.
哎，你把刚刚挑好的水怎么样？拿去给那个管宴席的喝啊。
Draw some out and bring it to the head of the guests.
假使你用了，你要怎么想？
If it were you, what would you think?
再说一次，神经病，对，又是神经病。
He's out of his mind again.
这个水是洗脚的，你叫他拿去喝，你是存心整他。
The water is for washing feet, and you want the guy to drink it?
所以。 你我如果什么事情每一次神一讲话，我们都要从人的理性来分解神的话的时候，没有一句话你听得进去的。So
if every time God speaks, you react to it with your, the rationality of your mind.
都是莫名其妙的话。You
cannot understand.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
所以你要从理性来入门的话，你是永远是门外汉。
So if you want to understand God with your mind, then it's out of your grasp.
我们的神做事就常常就。 偏偏就要说一些话，你我通通听不懂的。So
God's word is beyond our understanding.
但是如果你乖乖的怎么样，把他的话当话去执行。But
if you obey,
那神迹就出现了。Then
miracles would happen.
看见没有？Do
you see?
所以这个神的道这件事情，神不是跟我们理论的。
So with God's word, it's not for us to debate.
打从第一天亚当开始就是这么干的。From
the first day.
为什么？因为他的话说有就有，命立就立，没有讨价还价的。God
created everything with His word. There is no room for negotiation.
偏偏一到人的身上就开始变鬼变花样了。But
when it comes to man,
每一次一讲，我们总要问什么？为什么？God
spoke and we asked why.
对不对？ 那你看看我们这些儿子、女儿，小的时候，你这个老爸老妈跟他讲，他都要问什么？为什么？再问你讲了半天，再问为什么？最后老子火大了，就是这样，别问了。
So your children ask you why and why when you tell them to do something.
所以我们从小就是天生反骨。
We were raised to be rebels.
现在神要改变我们，就在这里。
Now God wants to change us.
有没有人是因着神的话就照着去遵行而不问为什么的？
Is there someone who would obey God's word and not ask why?
第一个基督徒在圣经里面就是亚伯拉罕。
The first Christian is Abraham.
他是第一个因信称义的榜样，对吧？
He is the first one who is justified by faith.
请问他的一生有什么特点？
What are the characteristics in his life?
打从第一天神荣耀的神向他显现那一天开始，一直到他晚年，他有共同的，人他的一生有共同的特色。
From the first day that the God of glory revealed to Abraham until his last day, there is only one characteristic.
第一次神碰到他，跟他讲话的时候说什么？
What did God say to him on the first rendezvous?
你要离开本地，本族。 往我要指示你的地方去，对吧？这是他第一次讲话的时候，神就跟他讲了这句话。Leave
your country, your home, and your father's house.
没有，还没有 father's house， 你又加了一句了，不行了，没有讲这句话。Leave
your country and go to a place that I will tell you.
离开你的本地本族，往我所要指示你的地方去。Leave
your country and your people and go to a place that I will tell you.
假使是你，我们怎么反应？
How would you react if it were you?
今天我如果来到你这里，我跟你说，离开你的本族本地，往我所要指示你的地方去，你走不走？
So if I ask you to leave your country and your people and go to a place that I'll tell you, would you go?
不走。
No.
我们都不会走的，我们起码要问一句话。We
have to ask one question.
为什么或者去哪里吧？
Why or where?
对不对？
Isn't it so?
你如果没有问这句话，只有证明你是白痴，对不对？
If you don't ask, then you look like an idiot.
可是我们的亚伯拉罕，
But Abraham never asked.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，他出去的时候，他不知道去哪里。
The Bible tells us that he went ahead not knowing where he was going.
对不对？ 所以你就会发现什么叫做信心。
Now you know what is faith.
信心就是神你怎么讲，我呢？ 就这么做。
faith is what God said, you did exactly the same.
Beyond reasoning.
Beyond your reasoning.
不是照着你理性来分析神的话，是你怎么听，你就照着去行。
Not according to your rationale, but according to God's word.
这是他一生蒙福的秘密。
This is how he was blessed in his life.
他毕业考的那一天，神给他出了一题，是什么？
In the ultimate test, God gave him.
你去把你的儿子，就是你独生的爱子，还怕他有别的花头，讲得更清楚一点，就是以撒，献祭给我。
He gave him a command, to sacrifice Isaac to me.
他如果说把你的儿子献给我，你猜他会献哪一个？
If he said sacrifice your son, who do you think would be offered up?
那一个，以斯玛利。
The other one, Ishmael.
对。所以神是说得很清楚，我不是要以斯玛利，我要你这一个。
So God is very specific. He said, I don't want Ishmael, I want Isaac.
假设你我是亚伯拉罕，我们一定要问什么？
If you and I were Abraham, what would we say?
可不可以代替啊？
Is there a substitute?
啊，我这个老头子给你，放了我那个年轻的儿子吧。
I'll offer up myself. Can you let Isaac go?
对吗？我们有一百个理由可以跟神 argue。
We have no reason to argue with God.
你会发现这位老亚老那个时候他大概120岁。
At that time, he was about 120.
他二话都没有。
He never spoke anything else.
你怎么说？
What you said,
我就怎么献。
I will do.
虽然他的心都碎掉了。
Although his heart was broken.
他三天的考虑就是信，对吧？
After 3 days, he did.
所以他这个考试就通过100分。
So he passed the test 100%.
所以他成为信心之父。
And he became the father of faith.
为什么？
Why?
因为这里有一个人对神的道不打折扣的。
Because there is one here who did not discount God's word.
他从来不是说我懂了我执行，我不懂我不执行。
He never said I will do it if I understand it.
这个态度在神的面前就蒙福。
With Abraham's attitude, he was.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，越到末世，撒旦玩的花样，在教会里面所做的功，就是把神的话千扭八改，让我们完全失去了原有的味道。
So in the end times, the game that Satan is playing is twisting and changing God's word.
我们常常说这个话不合理。
We always say that this is not reasonable.
不合时代。
It's out of time.
为什么这样？
Why this?
不科学。
It's not scientific.
不符合人性。
It's not humanistic.
我们就把神的话去扭。
So we switch God.
淡化。
We twist God's word.
你在中国大陆，你听到三字的荣誉主席丁先生丁主教的话，那更是滑稽了。
So in China, when you hear about the three self church.
他讲的不是因信称义，他说这个因信称义过时了，要淡化。
He said that justification by faith is out of time.
今天我们要因爱称义。
We have to be justified by love.
看到没有？爱也很符合圣经啊。
Love is biblical.
啊，没有比爱更大的了。
There's no greater thing than love.
所以他就创举说，我们今天应该讲因爱称义，所以雷锋也可以进天堂。
So now he says justification by love and anyone else can be part of the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一直用人的理性、人的思维来解释神的话，搞到后来就完全走样。
So if you use human rationale to approach God's word, you would go astray.
这是人类的历史一直在证明的一件事。
This is what human history has been proving.
老约翰他告诉我们，越到末世，这个问题越严重。
Old John tells us, as the end approaches, this will happen more and more.
我们对神的话都是有保留的接受，而不是全盘的接受。
That we have some reservation when it comes to God's word, and we don't receive it wholeheartedly.
这个见证就做不起来了。
Then this testimony cannot be
maintained. 神的心意就不能够在我们的身上完成，因为我们对他的话有保留。
Then God's will cannot be fulfilled in our lives because we approach God's word with some self-preservation.
所以今天早上青年人来问我，讲完第一堂信息以后，他既然主的回来是这么就在眼前。
So one young person approached me and said, "The Lord is coming back so soon."
我们应该怎么办
？What shall we do?
答案第一个答案就是对主的话要忠心。
The first answer is you have to be faithful to God's word.
你不但要读主的话，而且要忠心的执行主的话。
Not only you should read God's word, but you should keep God's word.
对，这个执行是你对神话语的正确态度。
Keeping God's word with a correct attitude.
你这里修修改改，那边保留的接受，那就不行。
If you change things here and there, and the other side you approach it half-heartedly, then you would change God's word.
越到后来，神的道非常的重要。因为他的一切从第一天神的创造开始一直到今天道成肉身一个字都不能改了。
The closer to the end, the more we should adhere to God's word because the word has become flesh, not one word has been changed.
天地可以废去我的话永远不能够废去。
Heaven and earth passed away, but my word will never pass away.
所以今天晚上我盼望这一段话放在弟兄姊妹的面前我们对神的话不但要100%的接受而且照着去行
So tonight I want to lay before you that for God's word you have to accept it 100%
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
主我们感谢你
Dear Lord we thank you
神的道就是耶稣基督
God's word is Jesus Christ
而且在他毫无转动的影儿
and there is no shifting of shadows with him
你用话创造了万有
you use the word to create everything
而且你用话道成肉身来到地上
and the word become flesh to dwell
住在我们中间
and dwell among us
来向我们表明神的旨意
to reveal to us God's will
今天你要用神的道来给我们生命
today you want to use the word to give us life
你要用你的道来改变我们这个罪人
you want to use your word to change
要把我们从污泥祸坑中改变与王子同坐
you want to lift us up from the dunghill and sit us among princes
你要我们这些人有份于神那儿子的生命
you want us to be part of the life of your son
主啊求你指教我们尊重 你所说过的话
Lord, help us to hold your word with a reverent heart.
爱慕、渴望、认识主的话语。
To love your word.
主啊，让你的话在我们每一个人身上成为实际，而不再是一个空洞的理论。
That your word would indeed become reality to us and not just a theory.
让我们能够真是靠着羔羊的血与自己所见证的道做一个得胜的基督徒。
That we can be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这样撒旦就暴愧蒙羞。
That the enemy may be ashamed.
这一个属灵的征战就得胜。
That the spiritual warfare would be won.
主啊，我们真求你把这一个得胜的灵、忠心的灵赐给教会，赐给我们在座每一个基督徒。
Dear Lord, I ask that you give us this overcoming spirit and this spirit of victory to each and every one of us here.
免得我们随流失去，因为我们没有郑重所听见的道。
That we may not be wandered, that we may not go astray because we have not hearkened to your word.
求你这样来带领我们走这最后的一段路。
Lord, please lead us for the path that is ahead of us.
听我们大家同心合意的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.